WKJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. Let's recap some Saturday wrestling results from around the area. In high school wrestling Saturday, the Rollin Dyer Invitational held at Atlantic saw Glenwood win the team title with 222.5 points. Atlantic Cam with a 195 total was second. Humboldt third with 162. Bondurant Farrar, AHSTW, Red Oak, Denison, and Nottoway Valley round out the rest of the field. Some of the individual place winners locally include Cole Hansen of Atlantic placing second at 106. Carter Phippen of AHSTW was fourth. Carter Cox of Atlantic won the 113-pound title. Anthony Cordes of AHSTW placed fifth. At 120, Ben Fries of Nottoway Valley was the champ. Hadley Ogg of Griswold placing second. Joel Becerra of AHSTW was third. Colby Sorensen of Atlantic placing sixth. At 126, Marshall McDermott of Atlantic was the champion with James Lyman of Nottoway Valley fourth and Nathan Eggers of AHSTW placing sixth. At 132, Christian Danker of AHSTW was fourth, Sean Swain of Griswold seventh, and Hunter Lank of Atlantic placing eighth. At 138, Austin Williamson of Atlantic placing third, Dylan Cornelison of Nottoway Valley placing fifth, Tanner Mock of Atlantic was sixth, and Stevie Mitchell of AHSTW placing eighth. At 145, Alex Dolan of Griswold was sixth, and Levi Lank of Atlantic placing eighth. At 152, Reed Nichols of Atlantic was the champion. He was also named the tournament's most outstanding wrestler. Also, Jacob Dickinson of Griswold was fourth, and Josh Alsup of Nottoway Valley placed fifth. At 160, Zach Stork of Atlantic was the runner-up, Timmy Barr of AHSTW placing third, and Tyler DeWitt of Griswold seventh. At 170 pounds, Dustin Engel of AHSTW was the runner-up, Drake Roller of Atlantic placing fifth, and Braxton Wallace of Nottoway Valley was sixth. At 182, Travis Peterson of Atlantic had a fifth-place finish, and Colton Newberry of Nottoway Valley was eighth. At 195, Eric Jorgensen of AHSTW was the runner-up, Tyler Thomas of Atlantic placing fourth. At 220 pounds, Keegan Hosfeldt of Atlantic Cam was the champion with John McConkie of Atlantic second. And at 285, Scott Swoboda of Atlantic placing second in that meet Saturday. Also Saturday, the Tri-Center Invitational saw Harlan win the team title with 213 points. Missouri Valley with a 176 total was the runner-up. Kemper Catholic at 146.5 was third. Tri-Center, West Monona, East Mills, Trainer, Woodbine, Clarinda Academy, and the Tri-Center Junior Varsity round out the rest of the field in that meet on Saturday. Also recapping some Saturday high school basketball action in boys' hoops on Saturday was Boyer Valley over Charter Oak Ute 71-61, Carlisle beating Glenwood 72-67, Abraham Lincoln topping Blair, Nebraska 70-54, Creston beat Red Oak 77-33, East Mills over Riverside 69-31, Exira EHK in double overtime over Adair Casey 81-75, Harlan topping ADM 77-56, Kemper Catholic over East Sac County 54-38, Moulton Udell beating Orient Maxburg 62-48, Nottoway Valley topping Clark 68-56, West Harrison defeating Cam 58-55, West Monona over Missouri Valley 62-61, Winterset beat Clarinda 65-43. Also, girls basketball on Saturday was Boyer Valley over Charter Oak Ute 57-51, Cam defeating West Harrison 72-36, Exira EHK topping Adair Casey 64-44, Harlan over ADM 67-49, IKM Manning beat Otobolt Arthur BCIG 71-52, Missouri Valley over West Monona 59-35, Nottoway Valley beat Clark 68-13, Orient Maxburg over Moulton Udell 70-45, it was Red Oak defeating Creston 56-48, Riverside over East Mills 36-23. In top 25 men's college basketball, there are just two undefeated teams now left in Division I men's hoops after North Carolina State pinned a loss on Duke in Raleigh. Trevor Lacey dropped in 21 points, and the Wolfpack shot 55% in an 87-75 triumph over the second-ranked Blue Devils. That outcome leaves Kentucky and Virginia as the only perfect teams this season. There were a couple of other upsets in the top 10 as well. Rutgers knocked off number 4 Wisconsin 67-62. Oregon State defeated number 7 Arizona 58-56. Also 15th ranked Wichita State defeated Loyola of Chicago 67-53. The Iowa Hawkeye women overcame a cold shooting performance, including just 4 of 18 from three-point range, but they still managed to beat Purdue 73-59 yesterday in Big Ten play. The Hawkeyes made 17 of 19 free throws as they bounced back from a Thursday night loss at Illinois. Hawkeyes took advantage of 18 Purdue turnovers as they moved to 3-1 in Big Ten conference play. Melissa Dixon led Iowa with 18 points. Allie Disterhoff added 17 for the Hawkeye women. The NFC and AFC title games are set following victories by the Green Bay Packers and the Indianapolis Colts. The Packers will take on the Seahawks in Seattle next Sunday after the Colts visit the New England Patriots. Aaron Rodgers completed 24 of his 35 passes for 317 yards and three touchdowns as the Packers downed Dallas 26-21. The Packers trailed 21-20 until Rodgers engineered an 80-yard drive that ended with his 13-yard touchdown pass to Richard Rodgers with 9:10 remaining. The Cowboys came close to taking the lead on the next possession. Tony Romo threw a pass to Dez Bryant near the Green Bay goal line on 4th-and-2 with 4:06 remaining. Packers coach Mike McCarthy challenged the ruling of a completed pass, and the call was overturned on replay, giving the ball back to Green Bay on downs, and Dallas never got the ball back after that. It'll be the second time the Packers have been to Seattle this season. The Seahawks beat Green Bay in the season opener 36-16. Well, the Colts went into Denver and knocked off the Broncos 24-13 as Andrew Luck completed 27 of his 43 passes for 265 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Luck's second scoring strike of the game was a 15-yard toss to Hakeem Nicks, putting the Colts up 21-13 midway through the third quarter. The Broncos appeared poised for a blowout win after Peyton Manning hit Demaryius Thomas for a 1-yard TD just 5 minutes into the game, but Denver had too many defensive breakdowns and dropped too many passes to stay with the Colts. That's the 9th playoff loss for Manning, extending his NFL record. He finished with just 211 passing yards and had one turnover, losing a fumble while being sacked in the first half. The Colts played the Patriots during Week 11 at Indianapolis, and New England came away with a 42-20 victory. Well, looks like Rex Ryan is staying in the AFC East. A person familiar with discussions tells the Associated Press that Ryan has agreed to coach the Bills after 6 years as head coach of the New York Jets. That agreement comes a day after Ryan had a second interview with the team in South Florida, where Bills new owners Terry and Kim Pegula live. Ryan led the Jets to the AFC title game in his first two seasons with the team, but New York has gone just 26-38 in 4 seasons since then, including a 4-12 campaign that cost Ryan his job. Ryan will replace Doug Marrone, who abruptly opted out of the rest of his contract on December 31st. And in college football news, a person familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press that former Nebraska offensive coordinator Tim Beck will be hired by Ohio State to replace Tom Herman, who's becoming the head coach at Houston. Herman has been Buckeyes' co-offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach under Urban Meyer since 2012. Beck had been at Nebraska since 2008, but he was not retained by new coach Mike Riley after Bo Pelini was fired. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you this morning by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.